2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and connect with us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to utilize that as your option to get on the airwaves with us here tonight. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got a special guest to start things out here this evening, and his name is Derek J. Derek J. from PeaceNewsNow.com. Peace News Now has been on the scene throughout the last week at the Vernon Hershberger trial, and honestly, we haven't talked a word about it, Derek J., but you've been there throughout the entire thing. How many days has this thing been going on?
That's right. The trial lasted 5 full days.
Wow.
It started on Monday of this week and resumed. It finished up actually today, this morning at 1:30 a.m.
That's
Central Time.
Now, this is that was really crazy. I want to get into why it ended at 1:30 in the morning, because I was up when you posted the verdict and shocked that a verdict would be read at such a late hour. But let's rewind. I mean, who is Vernon Hershberger? Is he a murderer? I mean, this must be a really important case for you to travel all the way from Philadelphia. Where are you, and why did you go? What is this about?
So I'm in transit returning from Baraboo, Wisconsin, which is the site of the Vernon Hershberger trial. Vernon is an Amish dairy farmer who provides milk and other dairy products to his community and sells them in his pantry. I mean, he has members who are a part of this group, and it's a private club where members can participate in some labor on the farm or just simply compensate with money in order to obtain delicious raw milk and cheeses and yogurt and kefir and all kinds of healthy food that's just not available in regular grocery stores.
No, look, I don't care what the guy's job is. I mean, what kind of horrifying crime did he commit that they've had him on trial for 5 days and actually read a verdict at 1:30 in the morning? I mean, this is a big deal, right?
Well, yeah, it is a big deal because he's representative of you know, what it means for a person's right to choose his own healthy food. His charges were all regarding licensure and also violating a holding order. So I'll just tell you, he was charged with operating a retail food establishment without a license.
So just to clarify, are these state-level charges? These are Wisconsin state charges?
They are, yes. Okay. He was charged with state charges, and all of them regarding licenses. It was basically the same crime.
He's a rogue restaurateur? Is that what this is all about?
Well, it's not a restaurant. It's just a pantry where these members keep their food. It's a big building that holds milk and cheeses and other things that the customers or members want. And, you know, they are just a part of this club where Vernon provides the food for them, and they also help feed the animals and clean the jars. And it's a private community, and the state doesn't like that these people are operating outside of the law. They want this man to have a license. They want him to go along and comply with the rest of what everyone else does. But really, the laws were written for big agribusiness type people, and they were written to make sure that people who didn't know where their milk is coming from had some sort of confidence that their milk was safe and sanitary. But these people know where their milk comes from. They milk it themselves, and they know the farmer himself. So they felt like they didn't need any of that licensure. And he was found not guilty last night of operating a food establishment without a license. He was also found not guilty of operating a dairy farm as a milk producer without a license, and not guilty of operating a dairy plant without a license. Now, if you heard those, it's all pretty much the same crime, but you know how the state likes to stack charges to make sure that hopefully one will stick. Well, thankfully, the jury saw through and had some common sense to say, no, this is just a guy who's milking cows and giving the milk to his friends. and he doesn't deserve to be in jail for that. Now, what he was found guilty of is violating a holding order. During the investigation, when the state agents went to his farm to investigate this dangerous criminal, they put tape all over his refrigerators to seal in his ice cream and milk and yogurt to make sure that no one could move it. Now, Vernon flagrantly disobeyed this order on camera and published the video to the internet, saying,
good,
essentially, I don't care what they say, this is my food and I'm going to use it for my family.
Hmm. Wait, where did they have this trial? Moscow?
I mean, really? This happened in Wisconsin, the dairy state.
What kind of American finds somebody guilty for going in and getting yogurt out of their own refrigerator?
It's absolutely insane. I think that a lot of times juries feel like, well, if a man's on trial, we have to find him guilty of something. Mm. So I don't know why they would do that.
I think juries are an interesting experiment in human behavior about like a race to the spineless, really. They don't understand or care about that person's life. I mean, obviously these government bureaucrats have it in for this Hirschberger fella if they're going after him.
5 days at this trial.
5 days on this trial going after him for ice cream, unauthorized ice cream purveyance, or whatever it is, holding a cow while somebody else milks it. I'm not 100% sure his beard's too long as an Amish guy or something like that. I mean, it's pretty obvious that the bureaucrats were after him, and these people, the jury turned him right over. I'm glad they found him not guilty on three out of the four charges, but it's...
Did I read correctly, Derek J., that this fourth charge, the one upon which he was found guilty, the holding order violation, was actually the most serious charge of all the four?
I'm not sure what degree of seriousness all of them entail, but I do know that he risks 1 year or a $10,000 fine if sentencing goes to the maximum. But I doubt that's going to be the case. I think that the judge, having seen the support in the courtroom, will realize that he will be upsetting a very large community if he goes heavy-handed on this man.
How has the judge been behaving thus far in the trial?
The judge, you ask?
Yeah.
The judge was very biased towards the state, and it was absolutely clear. The word liberty was forbidden to be spoken.
Wow,
that's really awesome. In the United States of America, you can't say the word liberty in a courtroom.
And it wasn't the only word that was forbidden. Some people were thrown out for wearing a shirt that said Got Initiative because it was an allusion to the Got Milk advertisement. Someone was thrown out for wearing a shirt that said raw milk and a button that said I heart raw milk. The word raw milk was not allowed in the courtroom.
Wow.
The state spent 3 years investigating this man. They stole his computer. They stole his paper files. They never returned any of it. They didn't compensate him for it. And they absolutely had him pinned as a criminal. Well, there was a computer.
I'll tell you what's criminal here. Criminal is what the state of Wisconsin did to its taxpayers. How long was this investigation?
3 years.
And how long was the trial?
The trial was 5 days.
To go after an Amish guy for selling raw milk.
That's absolutely right. Now, there are live tweets. People can know exactly what was happening every minute of the trial. I've live tweeted every day over at peacenewsnow.com. So
awesome.
If you want to see what was going on at each day of the trial, you've got a play-by-play. You can know everything that happened.
Yeah, I saw some of these come through because I'm a follower of the Peace News Now on Facebook, so I would see the updates coming through. And just some of the things I saw about the banning of certain words and other ridiculous, just absolutely outrageous things happened throughout this trial. And the only way you'll really be able to follow it all is to go back through the last week's worth of tweets that you've been posting at peacenewsnow.com because there's just so much to cover. I mean, five full court days going all the way to 1:30 last night when the verdict was finally read?
That's right. It was an amazing time, absolutely monumental. Some of the most interesting parts of the trial were during the adjudication where the jury was deciding is this man guilty. Vernon's father brought a gallon of raw milk up to the courtroom, and people were going outside and drinking the milk right in the hallway. The bailiffs actually brought us raw milk, cups,
that's
so that we can enjoy the
amazing
milk.
Amazing. Stand by. Can you stick with us for another segment?
Sure can.
Okay, all right. More with Derek J. Freeman. He is the man behind PeaceNewsNow.com, where you can get all the details on this Vernon Hershberger trial, which is mostly not guilty. Was this jury nullification? I'd like to ask him that when we come back. And your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like, though right now we're focusing on one of the most vicious criminal trials that we've ever heard of on Free Talk Live. A man selling products without government permission, raw milk, among other things. Of course, I'm joking. Vernon Hershberger is his name, and he seems like a really nice Amish guy, a nice Amish fellow who was satisfying his customers, giving them products that they were looking for, voluntarily, consensually. And they were giving him, I guess, some membership dues. They were part of a private club that gave them access to raw milk products, among other things. And apparently the state of Wisconsin didn't like that very much. We're going to continue the story here in moments.
Springtime is house buying time. So if you're buying a house or selling a house, if you're selling a house, you're likely going to buy another house in order to have some place to live, but you're likely going to need a mortgage. And if you're going to get a mortgage, go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They have a great name in the mortgage industry on a national level. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts have been advertising on talk radio for more than a decade, and you know that's a name you can trust. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They'll show you the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. I'm going to give you the telephone number here. You can go check out the website, give them a call. If you've already sort of in the works looking for a loan, that kind of thing, get a second opinion from MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and make a call. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can Skype us as well at username lrn.fm. Derek J. Freeman is back on the line with us here on his way back from Wisconsin, where you've spent the last week at the Vernon Hershberger trial. They literally took an entire working week, five full days, and then it actually went until 1:30 last night when the verdict was read, to come back with three not guilty counts of various different licensing violations, and then one guilty count of a violation of a holding order for this Amish man who was running a farm, providing raw milk, among other things, like ice cream, to willing customers. I mean, do I basically understand that correctly?
You've got it absolutely correct. And this was an instance of jury nullification. I heard you ask that before we went to the last break, but it absolutely is. The jury sent a strong message to the state with this verdict. And the message is essentially that you can't criminalize what private people do with their own food.
Now, was jury nullification actually discussed during the trial?
It was not allowed to be discussed, absolutely not. But the lawyer for the defense was able to sneak the word nullification into the trial for at least once that I counted. But the way the law is written, a farmer who milks his own cow and gives a glass of milk to his neighbor is guilty of distributing and is therefore a milk producer operating without a license. Now, obviously, that's not how the spirit of the law was intended, and I thought the defense made an excellent case for that. But, you know, if that were the case, the government would be next coming into our kitchens and making sure that we aren't making our own ice cream or yogurt.
Yeah,
so this is a precedent. It's going to encourage other small farmers to start buying clubs where private individuals can operate outside of the purview of government and the regulators.
So not anybody could just walk up to his farm and buy a carafe of raw milk. They would have to join the club prior to purchasing?
Can you imagine the level of anarchy we'd have in this country if people could walk up to a farm and get raw milk like I did when I was 10 years old in Indiana? Good Lord! I mean, the whole Western civilization would come crumbling down around our ears. What would the lawyers do with their time?
You know, it may be the case. That may have been the case if not for the video. I'm so thankful that Vernon, although Amish, was willing to record these bureaucrats when they came onto his property. He wasn't going to sit back and just take it. He said, no, I'm going to record you. And the jury was able to see that these regulators had no interest in having a conversation with this man. They had no interest in asking questions to find out really what was going on. They had their minds made up that they were going to put this man away and they were going to find all the crimes that he was committing. But because he was filming, we were able to see for ourselves that these regulators poured blue dye into his vat of milk, ruining 2,300 pounds of milk in front of his children.
Wow.
What a big waste.
So you were able to see his children's eyes while they ruined their food source, leaving the Hirschbergers with only 2.5 days' worth of food.
Man, you know, the government's really on a roll with this whole going after the AP thing and, you know, going after political organizations like the Tea Party with the IRS, and they're really making themselves look like our saviors. I mean, that's the whole idea. That's what we're taught in sort of civics class in our whole lives, that if we didn't have these people pouring blue dye on our milk and chasing after the press so that they, you know, giving a chilling effect on speech and, you know, giving extra audits.
They're just trying to keep you safe, Mark. I mean, what do you got a problem with the government for, huh?
I don't see any evidence of that. I mean, somebody show me the government trying to keep me safe.
Well, what the truth is, they're trying to keep the big milk producers safe from upstart competition.
That's
like
what
this.
It looks like. It looks like crony capitalism and, you know, the enforcement wing thereof.
Derek J., this undercover... okay, first of all, were there undercover operations going on here? Did they send in, like, undercover buyers trying to make purchases? How did they go about collecting evidence?
They simply walked up to the farm with armed sheriffs. The Hirschbergers had no warning that there were going to be men with guns raiding their home and taking the food that is in their pantry and really belongs to them and their members. Essentially, the government said, we own what you produce, and we're going to take it and tell you that if you move it, we're going to charge you with a crime punishable up to a year in jail. Now, after the verdict was read, I was very encouraged by this community, because not only were they willing to stay until midnight to watch to see if their friend was going to be free, but afterwards, the father led the crowd in amazing grace. It was a moment I will never forget.
It's a powerful song.
You say a crowd. How many people were there?
The courtroom was full. It was
awesome.
At full capacity. 70 people were in attendance in the courtroom. At least 80 people were watching in the live stream at midnight or at 1:30 when the verdict was read. And so, like, you know, all eyes were on this trial. And then afterwards, a lot more people were watching. So, you know, I have to credit Farm Food Freedom Coalition, who put on these events. Outside of the courthouse, they were hosting speeches given by Eustace Conway, Michael Badnarik, Joel Salatin, David Gumpert, and many others in the food movement.
Is this
they really
is
got
Vernon,
the numbers out there?
Is Vernon going to return to operation? What's his plan? Is he going to leave Wisconsin? What's next for him?
I believe that Vernon is going to take it one step at a time. He's very he's not concerned about the last trial, I think, or the last charge rather. He seems to believe that the judge will go light on his sentencing,
right,
and that he'll be able to continue operating. Essentially, the jury has said that this is an okay situation.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
That he should not be in jail for it, and he can keep going.
Yeah,
and
it sounds like the jury
said... That's a real relief to the community.
The jury said that the interpretation of the law enforcement officers and the prosecution here is inaccurate, and that, you know, hopefully they can't get these bureaucrats, can't get the politicians on their side to pass even more onerous laws, but this is disgusting.
Derek J., do you have time for a few more questions and moments?
Absolutely.
All right, stand by. More Derek J. Freeman. He is with Peace News Now. And if you got a question, 855-450-FREE about the Vernon Hirschberger trial. Coming up.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Vernon Hershberger case, which was just decided by a jury last night. This Amish farmer selling raw milk to willing customers. Apparently, he's a threat to the establishment, and they came after him hard with multiple criminal counts of violating licensing laws, and then another one about violating a holding order. The jury, thankfully, returned three counts not guilty. Unfortunately, they returned the fourth holding order count as guilty. Still awaiting sentencing, but it was a five business day long trial.
It was a 3-year investigation, and yeah. I think that you know, one needs to. I would love to know the quantity of money that the Wisconsin taxpayers had kick out for this nonsense.
Yeah, it's awful. And of course, Vernon's case isn't the only case about farmers who are being persecuted or prosecuted because they are doing business with people on a consensual basis. And we're going to get back into that here with Derek J. Freeman from Peace News Now, who was actually there for the entirety of the trial and had tweeted throughout it, basically minute-by-minute updates. You can go to peacenewsnow.com to go back in the last week and see those.
And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. That's manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands that you want at rock-bottom prices. Go take a look at whatever it is you're looking for, whether you're looking for, say, tents or air mattresses, sleeping bags, apparel, water purification, even fish finders and optics. They've got firearm accessories, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, all that kind of thing at manventureoutpost.com. And when I say rock bottom prices, I've never found a price on anything at manventureoutpost.com. Anything anywhere else that ManVenture didn't have the lowest price on. That's my experience. Go check them out. Rock bottom prices. And you can trust them. They're family-owned business. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Hey, to anybody who's new to Free Talk Live, this should be a wake-up call. This story about Vernon Hershberger should be a heads-up on exactly how bad things have gotten out there. Because people in this country aren't willing to stand up for freedom for other people, eventually the government's going to come around and get to something you enjoy. You didn't stand up for the freedom of gun owners. You didn't stand up for the freedom of drug users. You didn't stand up for the freedom of others. And now look, if you liked raw milk, well, now they're coming after you. They're coming after the people who produce raw milk and raw milk-based products like ice cream. And it's not just happening in Wisconsin. There's a website called farmtoconsumer.org that has a map which kind of gives you a breakdown of the various different legal statuses of raw milk across the country. There are several states, including, it looks like, Wisconsin, Nevada, Louisiana, and a few others, where it's completely illegal to sell raw milk. And then in other states, it's totally legal. And then in some, there's kind of like a gray area where you can sell it as pet food, but you can't sell it as to humans.
My wife and I consume the food that's in the house. But
Derek J's back with us, by the way.
And my wife buys raw milk, and that's important to her. And when she goes down to Florida for several weeks a year, she wants to get raw milk. And you have to go through this whole rigmarole. The people that you get it from, you can't say that it's that you're going to drink it or that you like it or anything like that. It's pet food. It's ridiculous. I mean, really? That's it as far as this country goes? You can't have raw milk?
No, I mean, that's how ridiculous it has become, and it is essentially, in a lot of places, completely prohibited, and Wisconsin is one of those places, but luckily the jury spanked the state on a lot of their charges, coming back with not guilty findings. Derek J. Freeman back with us from PeaceNewsNow.com. Thanks for sticking with us here and kind of fielding all the questions we've been generating over the last week, having seen the occasional update.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
What is the sentencing date? Has that been determined?
I do not believe the sentencing date has been determined at this point. But you make an excellent point about people standing up for their freedoms. It would have been easy for Vernon to back down. He used to be a licensed milk producer who shipped to processors. It was only recently that he decided that he was going to keep his club private and that he was going to do things his way.
As far as what he's facing as criminal, punishment, he's looking at a year in jail. You were saying earlier, and up to $10,000 fine, you were saying earlier that you didn't expect this judge to go too hardcore on the sentencing because of the backlash that could come, but ultimately we all know from our experiences here in New Hampshire that the judges never feel any personal backlash from their sentences for the most part. So, and you'd said earlier this judge was polishing the knob of the state throughout the trial, banning the use of terms like liberty and banning the use of terms like raw milk from a trial about a man who was selling raw milk. So I don't know. I guess I'm wondering why you're so optimistic about the sentence.
I'm optimistic about the sentencing partly because Vernon's community doesn't represent the whole community. It's only a part. This is a precedent-setting trial in that there are a handful of other farmers facing similar circumstances all over the state. Just in Wisconsin alone, there are other farmers who have just been checked out by government, and that provides enough of a chilling effect that they just back down. Mm-hmm. So now they know that they have the power to produce the milk and the food that they want for their community.
Sure, if they want to go through a five-day-long trial.
I don't think that's true, Ian. The fact is that Hershberger was only found guilty of opening his refrigerator when the government said no. He was not found guilty of the business practice that he had of sort of creating a club where people can milk cows and keep the produce.
That's great, but that doesn't mean that everybody's going to want to go through what he's gone through. I mean, what does this cost him? Has he been paying for attorneys, or did someone sign on pro bono?
I am not certain. I think that the lawyer is paid, and that legal defense has cost money. It's cost a lot of his own personal money, and of course his time. And as to Mark's earlier question about how much it's cost the state of Wisconsin and the taxpayers, it must be in the millions. There was a computer analyst who processed his computer just to read his old email, and the best evidence that he could come up with was an old flyer, an advertisement that he put out to the public saying, hey, bring your friends and family and come check out our farm. Not exactly criminal sounding.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I'm not saying he's not a hero, Mark. I'm just saying I question whether or not his victory is really going to encourage others to do the same thing, because most people, and I hope it does, but most people don't want to go to court, and that's why they take plea deals. What were do you know what the plea deals were that were offered to him in advance that he obviously turned down?
Yeah, I heard that he was offered two misdemeanors. If he would plead guilty to two of them would be erased. That's what I understand. But, you know, Vernon stands on principle, and that's what's so admirable about him. He's an honest man, and you can see that throughout all of his, throughout the trial, throughout the videos, and all of the evidence that even the state presented. I mean, the state tried to point out that he was shipping products afar and that that was somehow nefarious in some way, but in the same group of evidence, it was obvious from the receipts that Vernon had paid the IRS 52 cents for a $10 jar of yogurt. This is a man who absolutely wants to do the right thing in all circumstances.
Paying the IRS is not necessarily the right thing, but I get where you're coming from. He wasn't attempting to be a scofflaw, I guess. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that he was open and honest about all of his engagements with the public. And so, then he did everything he felt he was morally supposed to do.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. I mean, I've praised the Amish before multiple times on this show. I think that Amish people, on average, are more likely to stand up for their rights than the average American, certainly the average business owner, who will normally just cringe and cower when the state is threatening to come their way. And I support any business owner that stands up for their own business, in this case, to, you know, do business with other consenting human beings who would like that. Derek Jaywood, was there anything else that you wanted to add to this discussion?
Well, I just want to emphasize that most of the success, in my view, came from being able to present the video and the facts and having this strong community coming together to support this man, letting him know that he's not alone, and that was a big part of it, and that it is precedent setting, and I hope that more people will engage in voluntary interactions with their farmers. Get to know your farmer and get to know your food. It's important, and it might be the last piece of freedom that we've got.
And pull out that video camera if agents of the state show up and start getting in your business. That's great to know that even Amish folk are willing to do that, because it really helped out in this case. Derek J. Freeman from PeaceNewsNow.com. Everybody should go check that website out. Subscribe to the podcast. It's great stuff. Daily updates. Derek J., thanks for coming on tonight. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us online and also on the phones. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got some comments on the raw milk trial of Vernon Hershberger. Maybe you think raw milk should be illegal. I mean, there must be somebody out there who agrees with this. Maybe you work for a major milk manufacturer. I mean, who else would really believe that raw milk should be illegal? 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us at username lrn.fm on Skype. More and your calls coming up.
You know, in my line of work, you get a lot of sort of nutritional supplements sent your way. People want you to try things out, see how they work for you, and some I do, some I don't, and that's just the end of it. Oftentimes, as far as alternative nutritional supplements go, a lot of times I just don't expect them to work. One of them really worked for me recently. It's called Axia 30, and I'm going to give you a telephone number to get it. It's a weight loss supplement. I've lost, in a little over 3 weeks, more than 4 pounds. And I'm really surprised. I had no expectation that this was going to work for me, but it really is working for me. And maybe it can work for you. If you give this number, I mean, I've done nothing besides what I normally do and take this pill. And I'm taking it once a day. It does have sort of it's all natural, but it has sort of some natural stimulants in it. I'm very sensitive to stimulants, so I would think that most people wouldn't notice it at all, but if you do have some kind of, aversion to stimulants at all, you'll notice maybe something slight with this. Here's the number, 800-543-6613. That stimulant situation, to me, I didn't find uncomfortable at all, and Ian, you know what it's like when I drink one can of soda. It's not pretty. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613 for Axia 30.
Let's go to Pete. He's in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. And if there's anybody out there, by the way, who thinks raw milk should be prohibited, I really want to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go again. Pete, you're on the air.
Yes, I don't want to mislead your screener, but one of the things is I have a small garden. I got four tomato plants, so if I give one of my tomatoes to my neighbor, would I be in jeopardy with the same consequences that the Amish milker is?
Well, that's a darn fine question, and I can't say I'm a legal expert on the raw food slash farm sale laws or whatever might apply there in Virginia. I don't even know what if they are in New
Hampshire. Yeah, this was in Wisconsin, and different states have different rules.
Right. So, I've got a list here from farmtoconsumer.org of places where raw milk sales are illegal, but I don't know about tomato sales. We do know that in Orlando, they have been going at, in Florida, they've been going after people who have gardens in their front lawn. So, there's all kinds of ridiculous rules and regulations, and you usually don't find out about them until it's too late, until somebody snitches you out to some regulator, and then they send their code enforcement agent or regulatory enforcement people over to your home, and then they teach you the hard way by bringing criminal charges against you. I mean, nobody knows where to look in the law to find out if this stuff is legal, and nor should you have to look through the law to figure out whether or not you should be able to do business with, whether you're giving the tomatoes away or selling them. Who cares,
Right. And another thing is, I grew up in Tennessee, and we always bought our milk. It was raw milk that we bought from a local farmer. And that is the absolute best milk that I tell you you could ever drink in your life. And it was always really good. And with the Amish, I'm sure that they don't put hormones and antibiotics. They don't feed their cattle antibiotics and stuff. So who's to say what milk is better for you, the ones that you buy that's labeled in the store compared to the milk that's actually that you can buy from a local farmer?
Well, I'm sure that people that support raw milk would make the argument that it is better for you, and I'm sure that the people that support the processed milk would make the argument that the processed milk is safer for you because of their, pasteurization, I guess, that it goes through. Is that what it is?
Right, the milk.
Heat it up to kill bacteria is the idea.
Yep.
And so the suggestion is that the state needs to protect people from raw milk because it hasn't been heated, and so therefore they're taking some level of risk with possibly encountering bacteria. But, Mark, you purchased the raw milk in New Hampshire. It's fully legal.
Did it today.
Are you not concerned about, getting some sort of infection or, was it a virus? What does bacteria do? I don't know.
It's Giardia, I think is the name of, I may have that.
Is that intestinal tract issue?
I better look it up before I go talking about what, the specifics
Clearly
are.
Clearly you're not too concerned, though.
The fact is, when it comes to raw milk, that, you're taking a certain amount of chances.
Yep.
There are benefits to pasteurized milk. There are benefits to raw milk. And some people just sort of, they believe it's healthier for them, that it's got enzymes in it that are alive, and they want that, as opposed to pasteurized milk that it's not. And it's just your decision. It's a decision that you make for yourself.
You make a decision to get in a car every day, and you're at a much greater risk there.
And the FDA says that raw milk's not safe. And when an organization like the FDA, hundreds of thousands of people die every, tens of thousands of people die every year from drugs that were prescribed to them, taken in the proper manner.
Approved drugs.
Right, approved drugs. That the FDA approved. I don't care what this organization says.
So, Pete, I'd recommend just not telling the state about you giving your neighbors some tomatoes, and you'd probably be okay. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there's got to be somebody out there that thinks that the prosecution of Werner and Hershberger was the right thing to do. I mean, obviously, the people in the state of Wisconsin thought it was the right thing to do. They spent 3 years investigating him for selling raw milk. They then spent a full five-day work week going after this guy in a courtroom. That courtroom, in theory, could have been used for something else. It could have been used to, prosecute a rapist or a murderer or something like that. But no, they had to tie that up, and tie up all these people's time because, as Derek J. pointed out, the courtroom was full. 70 people were in that courtroom. And those are all people who could have been out doing something, productive with their time. They could have been out working, but instead they wanted to come to support Vernon. Vernon could have been at home taking care of his family. The prosecutors could have been going after real criminals. But no, the state really takes this seriously. And you know why? It's because they don't want to be looked at lightly. They want, it's very important for them to be taken seriously. They don't want you to laugh at them. They don't want you to think that their ordinances are meaningless and their statutes are nonsense.
But that's all they've got. All they've got is this fear that they wield over the American public.
And pretty effectively.
And frankly, that's what the state does everywhere. I shouldn't make it seem just like this is happening in Wisconsin,
Canada,
in the United States,
wherever.
Or any place.
UK.
I mean, basically, the government is populated with people that either produce nothing. Think about politicians, bean counters, and you know these kind of people. Produce these lawyers, the lawyers that did this, on one side or the other. What did we get as a society out of this? Nothing. They produced nothing.
Well, some investigators got some paychecks, and
that's not production.
No.
No, I mean, the money, green pieces of paper moved around isn't production. Production is when you make something of value. And
no,
the government is populated
value.
By people. Right. The government destroys value.
They destroyed, what was it, tons of his product?
Yep, tons of his product. So, or
at least a lot of product.
Lots and lots
of
pounds.
He said like 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that's what they do. And that's what they've always done.
But, Mark, we need the government. They're supposed to keep us safe from unscrupulous businessmen and people that would poison us.
Well, I would agree with you that we need the government. However, I would ask you, how can we make the government more efficient? And I would say that the way you make something more efficient isn't by giving it monopoly status, pledging allegiance to it, swearing fidelity to it, fighting for it, and doing all the other things that one does for the state. The state is an organization that is supposed to serve us. It does the opposite.
Yeah, I've seen no evidence whatsoever.
Okay,
that
so it's an organization that purports to serve us.
Right, and that's because they don't want you to realize what they really are, which is a group of men and women who want to tell you what to do and take a bunch of money from you. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in Norfolk, Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Mike.
Yes, I'm listening to you by accident. I didn't intend
Welcome.
To listen to you. Probably won't again.
Okay, then.
Because I think that you are doing a terrible disservice misleading people by telling them that you think that the FDA is doing things willy-nilly and not to do them harm, and who thinks that unpasteurized milk is great. The guy
no, we, salad, when did we say unpasteurized milk was great?
Because you're talking about the milk that the guy is selling that's unpasteurized.
You buy raw
milk,
Mark. You obviously think it's great.
I don't really think it's great one way or the other. I think it's just
you drink
milk.
It, you buy it, and you drink it.
It's fine.
Yeah, so,
right.
Mike,
well,
you think raw milk should be prohibited?
I think that if raw milk is sold, you should have a sign, drink at your own risk.
Well,
because
wait a second, Mike. Mike, these people that were working at this club were milking these cows themselves. You think they're so misinformed that they're going in there, they're spending their time and energy to get raw milk out of these animals themselves, that they don't know what the risks are?
I have no idea what they're doing. But
right.
Well,
the world's just full of stupid people.
Stand
and it's
by,
a good
Mike.
Thing you're around
well,
to save them.
Well, hold on. Yeah, Mike, Mike, hang on. I want to bring you back here in a moment. I hope you'll stick through the news because I think we need to talk about the FDA. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.